But that's the reason you can't sell it, because you take it to Washington and send it back to these people who've been willing to work for food stamps and so forth. Or give it to the people for that Panama Canal down there, some other thing. And I just wonder, for you, my grandchildren, is when our public officials are going to quit giving away the taxpayers' money to people who really don't appreciate it.
Do you remember how you would make a fire in a fireplace?
Oh, yeah. My grandfather's house out there, they had fire in the fireplace. I made fire in the fireplace many times. That old house is still out there. They had a fireplace with this iron arm you've seen pictures of. You've never seen them, I don't guess, where a pot swung in and out to cook over the fire. You've seen that. Well, that's the way I remember all that. These pumpernickel things that fan the flies off the table and so forth, they're still in the house, still out there.
What'd you start a fire with?
Matches, they all had matches, of course. But we never had a flint or anything like that. It was always all my life you had matches.
Yes. Did you have that real rich wood that you could?
No, we never lived in a pine wood, but you're talking about pine. I was all hardwood.
Yes.
But what we did have.
Can I close that?
This building is all cypress.
Yeah.
I've got, I took, when I bought this building, it had a wooden floor. We took all that wooden floor and stuff out, and it's all cypress, 2 to 12, 14 foot. I've got most of it stored in my farm, in my barn out there at the farm. Those door facings there, you see, that's all cypress.
Uh-huh.
So, what they use for kindling, I guess that's what you're after, was cypress. It was soft wood and easy to ignite, or they put kerosene. In all my lifetime, because I don't know what, 1890 or something like, 88 or something like that, Colonel Drake discovered oil up in Pennsylvania, and I think it was oil ever since those. I wasn't there when that happened. But we've always had oil and things, coal oil lamps and so forth. But I,
fireplace, before you go to bed at night, you put a big.
Yeah, and cover it up with ashes and stuff so that it would be a. Coals and stuff to start a fire in the morning. Your wood stove, you cooked at the wood stove, you fired it with wood. And I think some of the best food that I ever ate was cooked on the wood stove, and I still think. Of course, it depends on what you like.
Yes.
If you like Burger King hamburgers, well, that's fine, see? But everybody don't like them. But we've had, I know my grandfather and them had both of them, my father's and my mother's people, had smoke houses where they'd go out to places as big as this thing here and kill 30 or 40 hogs because they had colored people on the place and they had a finished thing and they smoked all that stuff. They had them hanging in these smoke houses, smoked the hams and the side meat and so forth. I'm sure they did the same thing in Georgia. They didn't only raise peanuts up there, they raised cotton and other things too. So it's about the South, it's just about the same thing. The only thing that we had